for our first guest here on the Tom Abraham Show. And we certainly appreciate him taking the time off of the phones because I understand things are burning up like crazy between the general managers. Please welcome to the Tom Abraham Show microphones the one and only general manager of the Nashville Predators, Mr. David Poile. Mr. Poile, welcome to the Tom Abraham Show.
What an introduction.
Not bad, huh?
I better do something big here.
Okay, well, you know, if you have something you need to announce, we'll be more than happy to break the news for Nashville.
Well, I am pretty close to having something to announce, but, I mean, the timing is, this is set up, I don't quite have it, but I'm going to have something pretty big to announce.
Well, if you have something pretty big to announce in the next 3 hours, give us a call back. We'll be happy to talk about it. So, David, let's talk about what has the last 72 hours been like for you as a National Hockey League general manager?
It's always an exciting, fun time. It's a little bit tiring time because basically you're virtually on the phone all day. I mean, you know, whether it's this is a time for the free agency, not only for your big team, but for your farm team. It's also you're doing a lot of contracts, so you're touching base with lots of NHL general managers. You're touching base with virtually every agent. It is as busy a time as there is these first 3 or 4 days of free agency.
Well, when you look at, obviously, as usual, you know, the Nashville Predators are, you know, kind of, you know, working in the background, a couple of small signings to announce. I will ask you, I know a lot of Pred fans are curious about this, progress on negotiations with Patrick Hornquist.
We're ongoing. I mean, we're talking to, like, I've talked to his agent about 5 times today, but not necessarily on him, but on other situations. So I'm staying close to the guy I need to stay close to. It's just, I mean, there's a lot of players that are similar to Patrick in terms of age and somewhat in performance, and these are comparables, and a lot of these guys aren't signed either. So it's just an ongoing situation. So obviously when we get through the next 3 or 4 days, next week for sure, I want to, you know, circle the wagons and get back to his agent and see if we can make some progress in getting Patrick signed.
Sports Radio 560 on the Tom Abraham Show. We've got the general manager of the Nashville Predators, David Poile, on the W3 Communications Hotline. Charlie?
David, Charlie Sonia here, and I just wanted to follow up with some of the other restricted free agents. I know there's been some talks with Cody Franson, and also you acquire the rights to Sergei Koistitsyn. I was just wondering if you could let us know any information or talks that are ongoing with those guys.
Yeah, I talked to Koistitsyn today from Belarus, first time, and we went over a lot of things about, you know, what happened with him and his career in Montreal and where we're going here in Nashville. And I think it was a good discussion. I think he, clearly I can tell by what happened there, not that it's entirely his fault or Montreal's fault that he needs a change of scenery. And I think I'm pretty sure we're going to work this out and give this young man a chance because he has a lot of talent. Maybe he's got a little bit of growing up to do, but again, it's he's 23 years of age, and I think there's a lot more to get from him, and I'm really curious to see whether there could be a big upside here. And Cody Franson, just again, more conversations, but haven't got it done yet.
Excellent. And I also wanted to ask you, David, this year the NHL offseason schedule seems to be very compressed, what with the schedule coming out much earlier, and it seems like everything has just been compacted to such a short amount of time. Has this offseason been more stressful than normal, and how has it been down there at 501 Broadway for you guys?
Feels very stressful at the moment. just so much going on back and forth, and like I say, we know we signed a couple of players. A lot of things have happened or fairly significantly in the off season. I mean, the Hamhuis situation was something that we wanted to have a different outcome and couldn't get that, so we had to make a trade. The Jason Arnott thing sort of came up from left field. I think trading Ellis and Boyd for Koistitsyn is a real good attempt at having a big upside in the deal, and there's a couple other things that we're working on right now. So it's what my job is, and I'm manning the phones and talking to agents and trying to make something happen positively here for the Predators.
Well, I know it feels like a year ago, but it really wasn't only a week ago where you walked up on stage in Los Angeles and announced Mr. Watson as our first round draft pick. Was that the player that you were targeting in the draft, or was it one of the top three that you were targeting? I know that, you know, general managers don't like saying, yeah, he wasn't really my number one, but you knew where you were at 18. Were you kind of surprised he was still available?
No, we thought that he would be in that area, but it, you know, it was close. I mean, we had two or three forwards pegged, but that was a guy that we legitimately thought that we were going to get and wanted to get, and it just fell for us. I mean, the draft was not quite breaking the way we thought. There was a lot of high-end defensemen who were trying, not that we didn't like them, but we were trying to take a forward instead of, and, you know, we weren't sure that the way the draft was going, if it was going to work out that way, but it did, and again, I think we got a good player and a fine, very mature person for age 18, and the comparison is of Ryan Kesler. Well, as I said, if he turns out to be anything close to Ryan Kesler, who plays for Vancouver, we'll be really happy with that draft.
David, we have a couple of signings coming up in the future, actually, I'd like to ask you about. Of course, Shea Weber going into the last year of his contract. Are there any talks with Shea's agent at this point of perhaps extending his deal, or is that something that you're going to wait and as the season moves along maybe have conversations, or is that something that just waits till about this time next year to deal with? I'm just
curious.
No,
we're going to talk to him probably closer to to training camp. I'd probably prefer to do this type of thing in person, if you will. That would be that would be better for us if we could do that. But certainly our intent is to sign Shea to a long-term contract. So, I think, again, after all this free agency, after everybody signs, maybe training camp might be the right time to talk to Shea.
Well, and I think as you look at it, looked like defensemen were the first things to were the first, if you want to call them, product to move in this free agency. I mean, when you saw Gonchar go and Martin go and the kind of numbers, what do you think of the salary levels that you're seeing right now as you're watching these these contracts be signed? Without getting specific, do you feel they are on track, a little crazy, maybe a couple of bargains? I'm kind of curious what your overall impression is.
I always feel that they're a little high. I think as a manager on the side of the desk from a player, you always feel that they're being compensated very well, and in some cases maybe too much. But I think free agency does this. I mean, you want something really bad, you tend to be aggressive, and honestly, you tend to overpay. That's why we haven't been a huge player in the free agency market. Some of them work out really good, but there's a lot of things that don't work out really well in the free agency market. But all in all, I think it's about normal, if there's such a word that applies to paying guys $5 million a year. I think that's pretty well the market price is what the guys are getting that are signing.
Hey, David, I just wanted to ask you one question that's kind of put you on the burner here, and then one nice softball for you to kind of wrap things up today. I just wanted to ask you, since we're in that kind of midsummer season, and this name does come up once in a while, he does still have 1 year of contract.
You're not going
to
go here.
I have to.
Okay.
I don't have a choice. I have to ask, are there any conversations with Alexander Radulov, and is there any possibility that we will see him in a Nashville Predators uniform again someday?
I'm all right with that question. I saw Radulov again this year at the World Championships, and we had a nice conversation. I mean, he has 1 year to go in his contract, and he's not getting out of that over there in Russia. And then after that year, after next year, I don't want to assume anything, but I think he strongly wants to come back and play here. So I won't hold my breath, if you will, but I feel that it's more than a 50-50 chance that he'll come back here in a year from now.
All right, throw him the softball now, Charlie.
All right, David, I just have to ask you this. With all the me just trying to keep up with free agency and everything that's going on, I feel like I never get any sleep. I never get any relaxation. Do you ever get a chance maybe to go to Nashville Shores for an afternoon or catch a movie? When do you get a chance to get away from the game
Nashville
for an hour?
Shores?
I'm just curious. I know you're always on the phone. You're always working. And I'm just curious, do you ever get a time to get away from the game of hockey, even in the off season, for a couple of days?
Very soon. My wedding anniversary this weekend, so the phones are going to be turned off very shortly.
And of course, I believe you have a grandchild that you need to spend some time with, too.
Exactly. And that's going to happen very shortly, too. So,
David, one more question. I do want to ask you about, one of your lieutenants is moving on to work with Dale Talon in the Florida Panthers head office. Talk a little bit about Mike Santos and what he brought to the organization and what he'll bring to Florida.
Well, it's always bad to, unfortunate to lose a really, really good employee. But again, I'm big on helping people in this business, and for Mike moving on, I think that's great for him. And I think he'll do a great job there. He certainly really blossomed, I think, here in Nashville, and that's what it's all about. I mean, it's one of, in my position, that's one of the things I get the most satisfaction out of. So that's great, and maybe we'll have a new trading partner down in Florida.
Well, I mean, after all, you and Ray have talked a little bit when it comes to Pittsburgh, and of course your connection with Philadelphia. I mean, as we like to call them, the Philadelphia Predators. So, I mean, there's enough of ex players from Nashville on them. So, David, we do appreciate you taking the time away from the phone to jump on with us on the W3 Communications Hotline. Thanks so much, and good luck. And
We'll
be here. Yeah. If something breaks, okay, give us a call back.
We'll be right back to you.
All right, appreciate
you
it.
Thanks a lot, David.
Bye bye.